You are now looking at the landscape surrounding the library.
If you face away from the library and look to your right, you will see the entrance to the garage.
Well, what's so special about that?
The garage is buried under the landscaping in between that entrance and you. In fact, one could call it a garage with a green roof, a roof covered in organic materials like grass, trees, and bushes.
But why does that matter?
Well, the green roof helps to hide the garage, and most certainly looks much nicer than a parking garage would. Also, the plants absorb rainwater and help to prevent flooding. Paved parking lots like the one the library previously had can actually increase flooding.
That's so cool. What else do the designers do with the landscape?
The library also installed a $2.5 million, 350,000-gallon stormwater retention tank, which is under the lawn on the side away from the garage by Ellery Street. This tank will take in water from drains around the library, collect it, and let it out slowly so the water won't overwhelm the drain system. The landscaping is not all obvious. Part of the design involved integrating the nearby Cambridge Ridge and Latin School into the scenery in front of the library. I talked with Andrew Gutterman, a landscape architect for Michael Van Valkenburg Associates, who designed this beautiful exterior.
Before this project started, there was, I think, more of a separation between the zone right in front of the high school and the rest of the site. And we tried to kind of blur the boundaries between those spaces while still providing areas for people to use that are separate.
I had no idea that you had to think of so much when you work with plants.
You mean landscaping?
Yeah, that too.